Friday mornings, Mike Schultz from the River City Reader joins us here with his fractured take on modern life and a review of everything that's happening at the local Cineplexes.
Yeah, we got a few.
What did you see? First of all, welcome, Mike. Welcome
it's good
back
to see
show.
You guys.
And
so
I know,
you.
Hey, before we get into the movies, in case you want to see actual live damn theater.
Live damn theater, people.
Well, you can't see it tonight.
Yeah, probably not. No, we're sold out tonight.
You're
no, we
so, got tell everyone what you're doing.
Yeah, we got a musical out there. My buddy Tyson Danner and I have put together a review of Stephen Sondheim songs called Last Call. It's this 90 minutes of Sondheimian fun, actually. It's it's great. We got lucky into a really insanely good cast, and it's been a blast. And we open tonight, run through the 17th of November over at the QC Theater Workshop.
As someone who doesn't know a lot about theater, I'm going to ask a question, and I'm hoping you won't judge me.
Sure.
I know the name Stephen Sondheim. Do I know any of his songs? What would I know by him?
Sweeney Todd. If you know any Sweeney Todd stuff, if you saw the Johnny Depp movie. Also, Into the Woods, Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. We don't have any songs from it, but he wrote lyrics for West Side Story and Gypsy.
Oh, wow. Okay, West Side Story,
so he's
I know.
Company, he's
he did the
fantastic.
Lyrics, not the music.
For West Side Story, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But
so
he's
song,
great.
A little dance.
A little dance, a little seltzer down your pants.
I love it.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's say we want to go to the movies. What did you see last week? What's worth seeing and what's
they were both
avoiding?
Worth seeing, actually.
Let's say we don't want to go see your thing.
That's,
we
yeah, we'd that's, rather not sit
that's
through
nice
90
that
minutes
putting
of
your,
time.
You know, you're putting your heart
you
and
worked
soul
your
in
ass
it.
Off, Mike, but no.
You're
no.
putting your heart and soul in this, Mike, but I want to see
but really,
I want to see Kevin Kline and Robert De Niro make Viagra jokes for an hour and a
Bad Grandpa, right, yeah. Yeah, I had a good time last weekend. Bad Grandpa, the new Jackass movie.
Think about the money Johnny Knoxville's making.
Is it that much, you think?
Those movies cost nothing to make.
It was $32 million. Dollars.
Yeah, that's true.
They made $32
He's got to have a nice little cut off
last
that.
Week.
Yeah, yeah, it did.
What are you paying? Roof. I mean, the kid in the movie's not making $1 million.
No, he's not, but he deserves it, man. He's great. Oh, that kid is just hysterical. He's got one of the best deadpans I've ever seen. Yeah, that child's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
It's pleasant. It's smile funny more than it's kind of haha funny. But it's a really interesting movie. It's because it's like Borat, except it shows that because it's a candid camera kind of movie, where they do stunts in front of people. But everybody is so nice to this old man and this little boy when they do these horrible public faux pas because they just feel bad for this 86-year-old and this little 8-year-old kid. You know,
right.
So it's really a cool little. It's kind of just talking about the culture, showing that we're kind of decent at heart. You know, I mean, we will,
put up with
a lot from the elderly and the very prepubescent.
Yeah.
So it was fun to watch, just seeing people's reactions. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I think it's a riot that a movie about an old man getting thrown through windows.
Mm-hmm.
You walk away with the feeling like we're really good people, aren't we? At heart,
how about that for humanity?
Like you walked away feeling good about yourself. Watching an old man get thrown down the stairs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Because most everybody, there's a couple of people who are like, I'm going to just kick your ass, old man.
Uh-huh.
You know, but for the most part, they're like, oh, I'm so sir, are you hurt? Are you okay? You know, people are fundamentally decent is what I took from that movie of all things. You know,
wow.
It was a good time. Yeah, I had fun. And the other one was The Counselor, the kind of dramatic thriller with Michael Fassbender and Brad Pitt and Penelope Cruz and a whole bunch of other, cool people. And, it's by the author of No Country for Old Men and The Road, Cormac McCarthy. And so it's got, some really amazing, great dialogue, some really nasty deaths, some really good nasty deaths. Yeah, there's some good headloppings in this thing.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. It's
the
vicious.
Loppers there, huh?
It's vicious.
Well, I mean, they got to do it. How was there not a Saw movie or a Paranormal Activity?
That is weird.
How was there a Halloween weekend without a spooky movie?
The only thing we had was Carrie, and nobody cared about that, nor should they. But, I don't know what happened this year. That's the first time in over a decade, I think, that we've had no Saw or Paranormal Activity.
Did people stay away from it because of Carrie?
I wonder, like, that was going to go through the roof.
Be
we better stay
thing.
Away.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the reasoning behind the paranormal thing. I thought that was just going to be an annual thing forever because that was cost nothing.
You would think they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
We don't care. We're still going to do it.
And usually we have at least two horror movies. You know, we've had, So I don't know. I'm surprised. I don't know if we have any scary movies on the horizon either.
But
we do. Birth of the Living Dead.
I guess it's more of a documentary about George Romero now that I'm looking at it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. It's not about it's not about a zombie baby being born, I don't think.
Gotcha. So then the Counselor good then.
Yeah, I had a good time. It's I can see why people don't like it. I mean, it's getting kind of crummy audience reaction because it's really just nihilistic. It's down. It's a downbeat movie. They kill a lot of famous people in that, you know.
Yeah.
But you kind of always you want them all to go too. You know, like yeah, you're kind of scummy. I want to see it again for sure. I was interesting enough to watch again.
Opening today, a massive science fiction, and I guess for people who've read the book, this is a big deal. This Ender's Game is opening today. I can play a clip from Ender's Game, or I'm going to let you choose, Mike.
We can
hear a montage of Harrison Ford screaming at people in all the movies.
Do you seriously have that instead? Oh, let's do that.
If I go down, you're going with me. Are you an idiot? I will f***ing destroy you.
I take orders from just one person, me.
This is an obsession, Dad.
What the hell kind of a way to do business is this?
My case is going to get kicked because somebody killed my only witness. Now you get in there and do it.
Fredo's going to leave without giving you a goodbye kiss?
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
I can arrange that.
You can use a good kiss!
Do you understand?
No, I don't.
You picked up the wrong suitcase at the airport.
Because you failed to look after my boy.
You're gonna kill me? You're gonna shoot me? You're gonna shoot him?
Get away from my plane! Get out of there! Why are you bothering to tell me now?
Because I thought we were gonna die.
Not yet.
But not one.
Someone switch the safe.
I wanted that one
my
so
wife
bad.
Is missing.
My wife.
Where's my wife? Ender's Game is based on a sci-fi novel from 1985 about an intelligent young boy who's pulled out of school to join a military fleet, help stop an alien attack, and save Earth and the human race.
Apparently it's big.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, so we'll see.
Asa Butterfield is in the lead
role.
Great. Also Ben Kingsley, Viola Davis, that Haley Steinfeld, and Harrison Ford. I actually do have a clip. Here's Harrison Ford telling the kid that he's Earth's last hope. It's from Ender's Game in theaters today.
The Formics might have wiped us out the last time, you know. A brilliant commander is the only thing that saved us. We need minds like yours, Ender. Young people integrate complex data more easily than adults. If there's a chance that because of you, the Formics might leave us alone forever, then I have to ask you to come with me.
It's what I was born for, right?
Okay, so that's happening.
All right.
Also opening today, Last Vegas. Comedy starring Michael Douglas as a bachelor who finally proposed to his girlfriend, so he and his buddies get together for a bachelor party in Vegas.
Okay.
Michael Douglas, 70 years old?
70 years old, I think. Finally decided.
I'll tie the knot now.
It's not looking up.
Things get a little out of control. His friends are played by Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Kline. Killer cast.
That's a lot of Oscars right there, right?
The Hangover is fun. What if we did it with a bunch of Oscar winners?
There you go.
Is there going to be a Bengal tiger in someone's room?
Oh, my. We can only hope.
In this scene, Morgan Freeman gets drunk and wants to dance in a club. It's Las Vegas, and it's in theaters today.
Boy, these red ball vodkas are strange. I feel like I'm getting drunk and electrocuted at the same time. And the music, wow, like everything sounds alike. Like they're playing the same song over and over and over and over and over again. I probably should get up and dance, but I'm used to having a partner. It doesn't seem to matter to that fella. Maybe I'll give it a shot. Maybe not. What if they play something different? Maybe now.
I might be sold.
Yeah,
that
I
clip
mean,
might have sold me.
Vodka and Red Bull. It's like I'm getting drunk and electrocuted at the same time.
That was a pretty funny clip. All right.
Is this the original Caesar's Palace?
What do you mean? Also opening today, we have Free Birds. It's an animated comedy starring Amy Poehler, Woody Harrelson, and Owen Wilson. It's about a turkey and his friend who discover a time machine hidden by the government. They try to use it to travel back in time to stop turkeys from being the traditional Thanksgiving meal. I have seen the previews for this plenty, and I'm on board, man. I don't know what it is. This is such a stupid premise.
I might just be tired enough to really enjoy that.
Right?
Well, I'm just going to be interested next week in you telling us what they propose should be the...
They've got to give them an alternative.
Spam or something.
It's got to
be
right?
an alternative.
Probably just vegetables,
tofu.
Right?
That's probably what it's going to be. You know? We have maize.
Here's two of the turkeys trying to spring traps. Anytime
you can't
a character's
wait, dude,
trying
can
to
you?
No, I think I'm gonna pack the family
the
up in this station wagon, and I think this is something that's gonna happen this weekend.
For
Free
sure.
Birds is in theaters today.
You ready to spring some traps?
I was born ready.
Woohoo!
Ready. Okay.
Reggie?
Oh! Ah! Ah!
trouble.
I think I might need to lie down.
So, tell me about the future. Tell me every little detail, but make it very fast.
I don't know. I could go for some turkey.
Now I can.
Maybe like an open-faced sandwich with gravy.
Here's my problem. That whole time we played that clip, I thought, what is Lightning McQueen doing talking to a turkey?
Yeah, yeah.
He's very much doing the Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson plays Reggie, a turkey that gets pardoned by the president, because, you know, the president
sure,
does that turkey
that actually
pardon.
Does happen, right?
Woody Harrelson plays Jake. He's president of the Turkey Liberation Front. I don't. This
and
is
promoting
just,
the use of hemp. The safe use of hemp.
They got to sneak in a hemp joke at some
There's
point,
There's got to
right?
be, right? You gotta, Why else yeah, hire Woody right, Harrelson right? for anything? Nah, he's great.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I'll wait for this one to come out on
Well,
DVD.
Yeah, we'll find out, I guess. But, yeah, it's not so bad today.
He's off to the movies. He's Mike Schultz, ladies and gentlemen, from
Best
the River Cities Reader.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I was feeling good about Freebirds until we played the clip.
Yeah. That was a little bit irritating. Yeah. Yeah, it was a little. Oh man, I got a bit of a headache now. I want to hear that Morgan Freeman one again, though.
I mean, like, I get drunk and electrocuted. He sounds great as a drunk. You don't really hear him ever drunk.
That's, no, or funny for that
right,
matter. You know,
right.
It doesn't happen a lot.
Right,
so
right.
That's kind of cool.
He's off to the movies. He's Mike Schultz. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.
Dave and Darren on Rock 104.9.